This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big sign in front of me, Richie. It says, focus.
Focus. Very good.
Focus. 7 half of the hour. Focus on Friday. It's the 12th of September. We made it through September 11th. I actually flew across the country. No incident, except the meal wasn't that good. Other than that.
So did Roberta. She flew from New Orleans to New York, and we've yet to hear from her.
Oh, that's right. She's supposed to be here today.
That's right.
The things you need to know and the comments from people that you care about, plus your comments, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Richie or Jennifer. At DougStefan.com.
Okay. I need your help.
Richie's ordering.
Richie's excited.
Everybody say go. I'm ordering my iPhone right now.
The U.S. Apple Store is on the air now. Pre-sales have started for the iPhone 6. How much is this going to cost you?
$422.94.
Holy mackerel.
You ready?
All right. Tell you what, Richie.
What?
Ready. Here's my deal. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a check. Send me the invoice. I'm going to send you a check for $422. What is it?
And 94 cents.
Yep. $422.
Why would you do that? Although, I would greatly appreciate it. Why would you do that?
Well, because I appreciate all that you do. You'll get taken care of at lunch. Don't get it too.
Yeah, I appreciate it, but you don't need to do that. Thank you.
Listen, I thought
take
it was
it, Rich. Take the money and run.
All right. Here we go. The big green button goes.
400. How much you pay for the last one?
Well, here's the deal. I just hit the big green button. Apple Store says processing your order.
Hey, we didn't count down. I wanted to shut. Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. We're processing your order.
10.
We'll send you an email.
9.
Confirmation shortly.
8.
Here's what I do.
Wait, my name isn't shortly.
As soon as I receive my new phone, my old phone goes on Craigslist.
How much?
I will be able to get $250 to $300
for it.
How
much did you pay for it?
I paid zero for it because the phone I sold before it paid 100% for that phone.
Yeah.
So this phone will probably end up costing me $100 to $150. So I'll take it. I'll still take a check though for $422.
All right.
But yeah, always sell your old phone.
You don't have the Apple stuff anyway, do you, Kenny?
No, but I'll be glad to tell you that I'm getting it.
Kenny will keep his flip phone.
Yeah. Right. Yours is in the mail. By the way, speaking of flip phones, yesterday I had Bob. Well, you all get a kick out of this, those of you who are techies, because I have a Samsung Note 3. I haven't started using it yet because Bob thinks I'm going to be intimidated by it. Bob Kay is one of my great friends in life, and he's been my general manager for 6 or 7 years.
Who's the one who talked you into getting that phone?
You did.
No, he did.
Oh, he did.
You should have gotten an iPhone.
All right, that's right.
Because you already know how to use an iPad.
I don't know how good of a friend he is to you because here's the deal. What kind of friend lets you buy a piece of cellular technology which goes out of style like crazy and then makes you keep it in a box for a year?
Right. Wow. How long have you had this thing? Almost four months.
I know, but listen to this. This trumps that. Tuesday, well, about 3-4 weeks ago, my old flip phone died. I'd had it for 3 years, and I went to these Maronis at Verizon. They wanted me to buy a new one for $230, and I said, no, I think I'll pass, especially when I, the Verizon office in Framingham is just horrible. So we found a lady that
you shouldn't pay more than $1 for a flip phone.
That's what he said. Bob said, go see our friend in the other store. I'm not going to tell you what her name is, and I'm not going to tell you the stories. But I went down to see her to have my phone checked out, and she said you can go online and buy these puppies for $4 a piece.
Right.
So guess what I did? I bought two of them the other day, and I'm going to buy a couple of more of them just to have them. So they're being shipped to me because the one that I had the last 3 or 4 weeks, now you can't get the plug into it. It says unauthorized.
So you are stockpiling flip phones.
Let me get this straight. You have a brand new Samsung Note.
And you're stockpiling dollar.
Meanwhile, you're going out and buying $1 flip phones.
I'm telling you, Bob is not that good of a friend to you.
Wow.
That's not right.
Wow.
When are you going
to... I just wanted to compare and contrast what everybody else is doing. Richie's buying the Apple i6.
You're buying the Apple i6.
Yeah, I'm buying it. Right, okay, yeah.
Here's the thing.
I'm buying it, and in the meantime, I spent $4 this week buying four new flip phones. What?
Can I just tell you? Okay, so women judge men by two things. Their fingernails and their shoes.
Really?
Okay, when we first meet you, we check out the shoes, we check out the fingernails.
What do you think about my fingernails?
I don't know. I'll tell you today. I'll give you the once-over.
Pretty rough.
But I'm going to tell you right now, when you whip out a flip phone at like a business event, like we're going to a luncheon together today, even the old geezers at the Pacific Pioneers of Broadcasters are going to look at you and say, pass me the liniment, Dougie. And by the way, where did you get that relic phone? I mean, seriously.
Hey, look at that whippersnapper over there with a flip phone.
Right, can we move on now to something else?
No, not done yet.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Let's keep moving. What?
Bob on the phone. What is the deal?
If I were to walk into your house.
Call Bob up. Richie, call him.
Let's get him.
Bob's listening. Call us, Bob. If I were to walk into your house right now and pick up your house phone, is it one of those ones for seniors with the big numbers on it?
No, it's the free football phone from Sports Illustrated.
No. That was the case, but since Meredith has moved in, all of those phones are changing.
Yeah.
She has the most modern of everything, so all of the old stuff
that means you can't
use. She's one of those young kids.
No, I'll figure it out, Richie, but thanks for the suggestion.
Wow.
888-302-3684. Okay, so here's a couple of issues here that we can make quick work of. One of them has to do with Oscar Pistorius. And the fact, I said this earlier, and I think the more I think about it, the more I think it's really a relevant way to talk about this issue. If Oscar Pistorius had been a black guy, in the same, everything else stays the same, except instead of what, he's got two phony legs, whatever, but he's black instead of white, he'd be going to jail for the rest of his life.
Well, in South Africa, yeah.
But the judge was black, wasn't she? Was the judge black or white?
I think she was white. I saw her. I don't know. She was darker skinned, but I don't know. I do know that the maximum sentence, though, that he will get is 15 years.
He's going to get nothing. He's going to walk. No, I think he's done. Finished. The story's over. He's going to walk.
I think most people are speculating about
guilty of culpable homicide.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
There was manslaughter. There was no intent.
Yeah, there was involuntary manslaughter, basically, is what it is.
Okay, so here's another story. Black, I just got a note from Bob.
The Pistorius judge, she is black.
Is she?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
So there goes your theory.
I just think we have to really start looking
at... But if he were black, I think that it would be... that's my theory. You know,
don't you think the prosecution... I mean, Ken and I were talking about this off the air. It happened in the O.J. trial where the prosecution starts to get kind of arrogant because they're like, we got this in the bag. We know this guy did it. And then they get lazy and they don't present the facts in the right way. Because I'll tell you, every pundit that I heard on TV and on the news talking about what was going to happen with him all suspected he would get convicted of manslaughter and not murder, because they didn't do a great job connecting the dots with the timeline. So, I mean, you can't expect the judge to throw the book at this guy when they don't do the right thing by him.
So, there's another black angle here to a story. But, Richie, while I'm doing this, call Bob. He says, I don't know what I'm talking about. So, let's just get
on
the
record
here. Okay. All right. Meanwhile, the story of Bruce Levinson. You may or may not have heard of Bruce Levinson before this week. He's the majority owner of the Atlanta Hawks basketball team.
Okay.
And apparently he would like to sell the team.
It's for sale.
So he sends out this email, and my read on it is it's a complete put-up job. You tell me whether you think it is or not. I don't know, Kenny, whether people are commenting on this at Facebook or Twitter. He in the email to the people who are he's trying to get, into the stadium, says black fans are scaring the white fans, and so we need more white fans to come to the games. All right. So, and then he says, by the way, I'm going to sell my stake in the team.
And by the way, I don't think that this is actually a put-up job. I'm disagreeing with you.
He's stupid then.
No, because he wrote this email in 2012.
Oh.
Right. So it wasn't like he looked at Donald Sterling and said, hey, he got two bills.
So he's just stupid.
But many people, I've actually, you know.
Insensitive.
Well, ESPN is a pretty good source, and they will let you, you know, they'll let you have it when you do something like Sterling. They turned on him quick.
Yeah.
But according to this one guy, Jason Whitlock from ESPN.com, he believes that Levinson is a victim of toxic internal ownership dysfunction within the Hawks organization.
Of course.
And that the NBA is about to lose a good owner and a good man who had the courage to speak out publicly for the removal of Sterling. So this guy actually wanted to get Donald out.
All right. Okay, so I changed my mind.
And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar also defended him.
Who cares?
All right, again, a dollar.
One more time where he just misses her thoughts.
All right. All right. So we have Bob. Where's Bob?
Yeah, Bob's right here.
All right. So,
same room I
did. B.O.B. Bob, you have 60
Hello.
Seconds.
Bob with 1-0. Welcome.
Bob with 1-0 and two B's. Bob is my general manager, my almost lifeline confidant.
I thought I was your man.
You are my man. All right. So
Bob,
anyway.
What's the deal? You're keeping Dougie with the flip phone.
Yeah, I'm not. He insisted. That's his thing.
Whoa, Dougie, you didn't say that. Why did you insist?
I gave him that nice new Samsung S4, by the way, which it's not the Note 3. And it's a mini, okay? And after a day, he says, I can't do this. I just can't do this.
That was the big one, and I said I need a smaller because I couldn't hold my hand.
That was the Note 3. And he said, oh, the buttons are too big. I can't do it, blah, 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 blah. I got to have my flip phone back.
Oh,
know.
My God.
No, I had my flip phone
Doug,
back. I
you
said,
threw Bob under the bus.
No, I didn't throw Bob under
yes,
the bus.
Yes, you did. You said, Bob will let me have my phone.
Well, he said I needed 2 hours of training on it, and I haven't had 2 hours to sit down and be trained.
Although you have 2 hours to sit down and buy $47 $1
no,
flip phone.
Yeah. That was Bob's job. I didn't get to go near that.
Oh, my gosh. There is a rat here, and it's you, sir.
Doug's cell phones will be the death of me.
Really?
I'll
that's
be happy
not,
to
that's
go
not.
And shovel cow.
Hey, Bob, sell that Samsung on Craigslist. He'll never know. Merry Christmas. A little bonus for
I'm
you.
I'm about to sell my S4 for about $250, like you're selling your
there you go.
Old...
Wow, what are you getting in place of? What are you holding out on me? You're getting something better than I got?
You won't like the one that I've got because it's bigger.
No, I don't want the big one. I want the small one. All right.
Oh, God,
the
big iPhone. Please.
We have to get to
save
training.
Me from this.
All right. Just want to get the record straight. That's all. 19 Bob. After the hour on Good Day.
Stop it. Doing that to Bob.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale. Summertime.
Terry Wheat.
Ooh, Terry Wheat.
Red Bull IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston beer company, Boston Mass.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Right now, during Guitar Center's store-wide savings event, every single new guitar, amp, bass, and keyboard is on sale. Save on exclusives from Gibson, Fender, Taylor, Martin, Yamaha, and Korg. Deals like 25% off an American-made Gibson Les Paul, now just $5.99. Take up to 15% off all studio monitors, keyboards, cajones, cymbals, and drumsticks. And with our unbeatable price guarantee, if you find a better deal even online, we'll beat it by 10% of the difference. Don't miss Guitar Center's store-wide savings event, now through Sunday.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Nice.
Ice, baby.
Oh, yeah. Collaborate and listen. Are we back on, right,
Richie? Yeah, we're on the air, Doug.
Well, sometimes you give me a little room to practice here. Time for our one-hit wonder contest on Good Day. Playing a song by someone who's only had one hit. And believe me, that's
he's
all
more honor than this.
No, this is all this guy deserves.
Oh, he does, like, you know, home improvement stuff now.
Does he still have the Home Improvement show?
Yeah.
It's really good.
I give it away.
I haven't seen it in a while, but it's really good.
Ricky, I do not have my call commander, so you're going to have to handle this. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of the person who did Ice, Ice Baby.
And sing a verse.
Ice, Ice Baby. It was the very first hip-hop single to hit the pop charts. Straight to number one during this week in 1990. Actually, the B-side of a single that was released. So if you know who this is, you call us now at 888-302-3684. I think at this point, Richie, I'd be surprised if all the lines were not already full.
One line open.
I'm figuring this is going to be.
Apparently.
His real name is Robert Matthew Van Winkle. Great, great, great grandson of Rip. Comes from Dallas. He dropped out of high school. He wasn't learning how to ride motorbikes. You'd find him breakdancing as a street performer in Dallas. He won three straight championships in motocross at the Grand Nationals, also in Dallas. Then he wrote Ice Ice Baby, which actually, Jennifer, was about a real weekend experience he had.
Aren't you listening? It's lyrically a genius. I mean, like, listen to the lyrics.
All right, crank it up, Richie, will
you?
It was a problem. You know the lyrics.
Every single one.
And he had a thing with Madonna for a while, too, didn't he?
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I blocked that.
No, I think he did. Kenny, he did, right? Something with Madonna.
That's what it says on the sheet, but I didn't know that.
That's proof positive. If it says it must be true. Alright, so you get a CD with a whole lot of one-hit wonders. If you have not won before in this contest and I've never actually spoken to you before, that's a good way for you to get on the air. What's the name of this fellow? 888-302-3684. The The lyrics are rather redundant here, Jennifer, if I'm listening.
No, actually, you're just missing the story part.
Really? What's the story?
Well, basically, he's, like, going to a party. And
he's like?
Yeah. Well,
like going to a party?
Are you really making fun of me for that? You send me back to my Valley Girl days, and then you make fun of me? And he's driving in his 5.0 with his rag top down so his hair can't blow, and the girlies were all standing by waiting just to say hi, but he didn't stop. He just drove by.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
All right, let's see.
He went
to
Beachfront Avenue.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right, here's Steve listening somewhere in deepest, darkest Pennsylvania. Where are you, Steve?
State Line.
State Line, Pennsylvania. How are things? Whenever anybody hears you're from State Line, do they all ask you the same question about Sandusky?
Yeah.
They all do, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. It's because
State College.
Well, that's what he just said. He's in State College.
Oh, okay. I thought he said State Line.
No, I said State Line.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Richie's listening more carefully than I am.
Then I can see the screen where he's from.
Oh, okay. Good, Richie. I can't. Thanks very much for the help. All right. So, Steve, what's your story?
I just remember a song from when I worked at the skate.
You worked where?
At a roller skate rink.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
A song at a roller skate rink? Right. Not a big hit at all.
Oh, come on. It'd be awesome.
That sounds a little
dangerous. No, that's what I'm saying. It's huge.
Huge. All right, so who is this person, Steve?
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, can you do a little verse with me?
In 10 seconds.
Come on. Like a harpoon daily and nightly. Come on, we can do it.
Not working too well. All right, Steve wins the One Hit Wonder CDs for knowing Vanilla Ice on this song.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Just last week on the Pet Show, I got an interesting call from someone telling me that they have a new baby in the house and the dog is overreacting to the sounds the baby's making. Well, you know, it's very common for dogs and cats to react differently to the sounds in our homes based on the fact that their hearing is so much better than ours, and if something is different, they're going to react to it. So before bringing a baby into your household, it's a good idea to get a recording of every sound the baby can make. In fact, I have them on my website. What you can do is download those, play them a low volume for the dog or cat, and increase it over a period of time till eventually they're not responding, which will make the arrival of the baby a lot easier. Also, you can do the same thing with thunderstorms. 4th of July, how many dogs and cats panic on the 4th of July? You can do it with firecrackers, thunderstorms, motorcycles next door, diesel trucks. If your dog or cat has a noise phobia, find out what that phobia is, make a recording of it, play it at a low volume, increase it gradually. It's called desensitizing, and all dogs and cats will respond. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Your local HealthMart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent or nurturing a sick child or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times. And your HealthMart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because HealthMarts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At HealthMart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart. Caring for you and about you.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You just sent me again.
Could you delete it?
Yeah, I did that instead of the print button.
It didn't last long.
33 after the hour. You're blogging with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and we're worried, or not worried, we're working on the items of the day and of the week. The poll, as usual on Friday, goes through the top 10 talk topics of the week. The Ray Rice controversy is number 2 this week. We have an excerpt from an interview with four of the wives of former football players, former NFL players, and they all have been asked why Ms. Rice would stay with her husband.
Well, I wonder.
Yeah, I think...
Cha-ching.
Yeah, well, let's see if that's what they say, Richie. You got the interview there. Would you mind playing
it? They're just feeling very ostracized, like you're not helping. Everybody is continually making us relive this when we're trying to heal and grow from this. So where's the help? Where's the support?
I don't think it's too hard for me to understand why Janae would stay with Ray after everything we've seen. Unfortunately, I was raised in a home where there was some domestic violence, and I think women stay with abusers for many, many reasons.
Thank goodness I was not in a situation to make that choice, but I think I would probably end up being one to stay because you assume that role. You're there to support and you uphold the image that you feel is necessary for your family.
I would definitely say it was out of character for both of them. They are not violent people. They're very loving, doting over each other, over their daughter.
You hear all the time they say, well, these guys are so aggressive. No, they're not. I've never had to deal with an aggressive husband at home. I don't think it's any more troubling than in the population as a whole.
No, it's not.
Right.
I think the first word that comes to mind is that we're gold diggers, mm-hmm. and that we don't have a true love for our husbands, and we're just in it for the money or in it for the fame or whatever. You know, the money comes and goes, and there is no amount of money that could even touch the injuries and the heartache and all the things that go with the NFL. It's a very, very difficult business. It's not just the man. It's his wife, his children, and everybody associated with him.
Janae is educated young woman, college degree, student athlete. So it was never a let me use Ray as a meal ticket. Everything they're trying to build together and be a family, and they made this one big mistake.
I do believe the NFL mishandled this situation tremendously. The NFL can figure out who draft picks or potential draft picks are dating, what their grades are in school, but they couldn't find this video. I think that's troubling.
I'm sure it's been very embarrassing for the family. So it's going to be a tough, it's going to be a tough road.
He doesn't have to remain a bad guy. He needs some help. You know, it was wrong what happened.
The NFL is going to have to change. I think the fans have finally reacted. Where there are fans, there's money, and money talks. And I think the fans have finally had enough.
All right. There are a number of the football players' wives on why Ms. Rice stays with her husband. You can buy it or not. It's just information for you to chew on. 888-302-3684 at DougStephan.com. You can also vote on whether or not you think that was a big story of the week. Yes, Richie.
When she just said, one of the wives there, this is embarrassing for the family, the thought of their child in 15 years cruising YouTube and seeing that.
Exactly.
Because it's there
terrifying.
Forever. Yep. It's there forever. You're not going to get rid of this video. Can you imagine seeing your dad just knock your mom out like that?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's keep moving here. A lot of people talking this week, obviously, about the ISIS policy, the president's address, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What people are not talking about, because I'm not sure they're aware of the stats, but I have found I don't know if you'd call this damning. As you know, this is not a political program. It's not like a lot of the other. We're on about 180 stations that have sort of right-of-center programming for the rest of the day. So people listening in the morning on those stations anyway are likely to line up in the queue that doesn't like Mr. Obama. And even though I may be in that queue, I don't make that the mainstay of the program. But when I understand things like this, it really does tilt me over the edge, or close to the edge anyway. The health care reforms that we've talked about, the Obamacare or Affordable Health Care Act, la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So there is a little noticed provision of the Affordable Care Act where states that accept federal dollars to expand Medicaid now have to shift their prison inmates' medical costs to the federal government. One of the ways they've gotten states, governors of states, legislators to go along with this program is because they've taken over, the federal government, the cost of securing health care for people in jail.
I'm sure the states would gladly get rid of that expense.
Yep.
So what it does is save tens of millions of dollars for the states, each state. They're signing up thousands of inmates for coverage under the health care reform law, putting the health care costs squarely on the backs of those of you who pay federal taxes.
Right, all of us.
Yeah, exactly. So what's your reaction to this news? 888-302-3684. It was debated or not much. I mean, I'm trying to think if I ever heard this part of the discussion, 1,206 pages or whatever it is. No. Anybody ever hear this before?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
So free health care to people who are in prison.
Well, hey, listen, you have to give health care to the people that you are incarcerating.
Why?
I mean, you're just going to let them lay over in the cell and die?
I don't know, but I wonder about health care for people in jail. Isn't that part of where you go to jail? To suffer the consequences of whatever you did?
Yeah, but you get your three squares and you're...
Okay, so three squares are okay. So is this contrary? I wonder if some lawyer somewhere...
You don't even think anybody that gets incarcerated should be able to get aspirin or...
Oh, I didn't say that.
If they're having kidney failure or...
You have to have something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you lose me.
But the fact that people can have gender reassignment surgery in prison is ridiculous.
Hello, ding, 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 ding.
Let me give you 60 seconds on what I'm going through with the healthcare thing right now.
We were not paying for your help. For those who don't know, Richie suffered from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, had lots of treatment over the last year, and has concluded it, knocked it out of his body. Good for him.
Yeah.
And so what's the problem?
Knock on wood, I was able to take care of all that because our company's plan was able to kind of retro before the Obamacare kicked in, so we had a year of what was instead of what is. Well, the reality is come December 31st, when our plan here at the company expires and we have to re-up for another year, our plan, which is a very good one, goes up, are you ready?
Yeah.
60%.
Good God.
Wow.
So the company that helps us manage our health care came in last week and started going through options, and they were explaining all of the ways that healthcare companies are trying to work around the laws to be able to still provide affordable healthcare. I cannot, we will not be able to continue on our current healthcare plan. We will have to choose another one. And there are some options, so we're in that process right now. But just the 60%, how do you go to your receptionist? How do you go to your people that are, you know, kind of on the lower scale of what they're making, and tell them that their health care is going to go up another $300?
There you go.
And that, you know, the company pays its part too.
Congratulations, America. What a winner.
Right.
All right, so here's, you want to know what area of the country, what jail has the largest number of inmates on the Affordable Health Care Act?
Okay.
Applications for it?
Or California, by far.
Nope.
No.
One jail in the country, way ahead of every other jail in terms of numbers of inmates who have applied. One jail.
Something in New York or New Jersey, right?
Reset this again. I'm sorry. Reset this question.
I want to know which jail, which place in the country, which jail has the most number of inmate applications for the Affordable Health Care Act. You can apply or not as you wish. The largest number of applicants are in the Cook County Jail.
Oh,
Vegas.
Clark.
No, that's Clark. Where's
Chicago.
God. Yeah, that's a
bang
big
bang.
Course.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I thought that was something of noteworthy of
Jake and Elwood are getting their health care.
Whatever. All right, so Jennifer has a television.
Like a gender reassignment operation, please.
Jennifer, I want to know in a moment what
there's
the story is
toast.
With these senators who are on this reality show. You know the story?
I have it. Yes,
right,
I've
okay.
got the story.
Stand by for that. 17 before the hour. This is a good day. Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love the modern trend emphasizing locally grown food. All across America, consumers are supporting a great resurgence in local farms and farmers' markets. Now the government has announced that federal experts will provide assistance to rural communities to help create local action plans. Government officials in agriculture, transportation, environment, and regional economics will show communities how buying from local farmers can help boost the local economy. Do we really need government experts to tell us something that obvious? If we look through the lens of liberty, we realize local farms and markets are not government's business. We don't need officials who have never raised a crop or run a business to tell us how to do it. Those who love freedom need to stand up and say, not on my watch.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Insight Daily Radio.
Pick up your fork and explore the world with National Geographic Kids Cookbook, a year-round fun food adventure. More than just a cookbook, it's packed with month-by-month celebrations, tips, photos, do-it-yourself crafts, and food challenges. I'm Lee Wind, and I sat down with author and chef Barton Seaver, who wants to stretch kids' palates, let them know about sustainability, and get them cooking.
I was blown away to read in your book that 50% of all food that's produced globally is wasted. It seemed really unusual for a kid's cookbook to cover sustainability.
Well, sustainability is really becoming a fundamental part of how we expect to live on this planet. With children these days, ideas like recycling are already ingrained into their personalities and character. And so in this book, I offer some suggestions about how to evolve that ethic and that way of thinking. And the challenge for September is to build a reusable lunch bag.
Out of a jeans, right?
Yeah. And it's just teaching a way to look around you at the materials and products you already have and think about how you can breathe new life, new sustainability into that which you're no longer using. And that theme follows throughout the book. In one chapter, I include a list of seafoods that we should and should not be eating. I try and sort of educate children and parents alike how to think about the impacts that our food choices have on our bodies, our communities, and on our planet.
That's National Geographic Explorer and Chef Barton Seaver speaking about his National Geographic Kids Cookbook, a year-round fun food adventure. NGKidsCookbook.com has recipes, food challenges, and more of my discussion with Barton.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get to what's going on the television. I was, by the way, I talk about this because whenever I find myself captured in an airplane for 6 hours, I like watching the movies and the TV shows and that sort of thing. And one of the things that I watched, I was thinking of Roberta, there's a film about Bruce Springsteen that was put together over a period, most of his career, in fact, from videos that were shot by fans. And there were hundreds of these, and I found it, I didn't watch the whole thing because it gets to be a bit redundant with some of the songs, but it really was well done, frankly, nicely done, for those of you who have seen it. Okay, TV network scaling back coverage of Ray Rice, because, as a matter of fact, the network's calling a halt to distributing this video, which shows his striking. So why, after this is like the cow gets out of the barn, you close the door, that sort of thing. Everybody's seen this now.
Right.
So it seems to me almost like
and I think everybody should see it. You know, domestic violence is one of those things that people don't like to talk about, like it's a dirty little secret. I think it's okay for people to look at it.
It definitely brings a new reality out, for sure.
Yeah, you see her go flying, you think about it.
And I heard last night that on the CBS coverage of the Steelers-Ravens game, that they intentionally kind of brought back down the level of energy of the broadcast for the announcers in the booth, that they wouldn't have as many crack as many jokes and be as high energy because they thought it would be inappropriate.
He smacked him down like Ray Rice in an elevator.
Apparently.
Yeah, all right, what's the story of these two senators on this reality show?
How often have you wanted to send Congress to a deserted island, Dougie? Pretty often, right?
Frequently.
This new, new show on Discovery. I think it's going to be fun. It's Jeff Flake from Arizona, he's a Republican, and Martin Heinrich, he's a Democrat from New Mexico. The two of them must be friends of some sort because they pitched Discovery on the idea of recording them as they spent 6 days and nights on an island. They swore to find common ground through compromise. But I guess they have to go through quite a bit of tough stuff before they get there. They call themselves political enemies, but they spent 6 days together on Uru, which is one of the Marshall Islands. And I guess it's pretty unforgiving. They had to deal with venomous stonefish, lionfish, and scorpionfish. It's also the largest shark sanctuary in the world, so they had a lot of stuff. But it's apparently a happy ending. They somehow come to some sort of agreement. So they learn to spear fish. They build shelter. They find water. It's very exciting stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's that. And they get to be better friends, too,
like
right?
Like Lord of the Flies, right?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, Tim Tebow news.
Tebow, yes.
I'm so excited. All right, so my boyfriend, my fake boyfriend, Tim Tebow, is going to be joining Good Morning America, woohoo, as a contributor. He'll start September 15th, according to ABC. He was formerly on ESPN, and I think he'll add some spunk to GMA. Now, John Stamos, you'll remember him from Full House. Fox is moving forward with a new comedy built around him. He will play a longtime bachelor whose life is upended when he discovers his father. He's a father and a grandfather, so he'll have a son and a grandson come into his on Fox. John Stamos.
Oh, really? People like him a lot, right?
Yeah, a likable guy.
Yeah. All right, that's the story, television story. Jennifer Horn on Good Day.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ding there somewhere.
Want to get away?
Ding. Ding. Yeah. All right.
My mic is muted.
I've gotten away. 53 after the hour now. Travel time. Tom Parsons from BestPayers.com is here to teach you or tell you or instruct you or help you fly up front in first class for less. So that info. Plus, I'm going to describe the new features of U.S. Air-owned American Airlines, and none of them are good. All right, coming up here on
Doug's going to rant on the airlines.
Yeah, surprise. Right. Some new and different, Richie.
There you go.
Everything you love about fall in one bun.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow,
that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Bust it. Responsible.
Cold Stew.
Super Saturday is here. Run into Kohl's this Saturday and shop over 100 early bird specials from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Find apartment 9, 50 to 60% off. And statement jewelry, 35 to 50% off. Find Jumping Beans playwear, $5.49 to $7.49 each. New shoes and boots at 40 to 50% off. And the Keurig Elite K45 Brewer is just $119.99, plus an extra 10% off. All while earning Kohl's cash. It's Super Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Hi, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is here. All right, so you are writing your blog contains a story or instructions, if you will, on how those who want to fly up front for first class can do it for less. I'm always interested in that, even though, thankfully, I've got enough miles on American so that I can sit up front. And as an aside, I'm not going to make a big deal out of this, but I noticed or witnessed for the first time flying out here yesterday that their first-class service has diminished greatly almost overnight. The quality of the food, the presentation, even the way it was, the people that are on the staff, it was like night and day already. You can feel the difference. Have people said that to you, or have you experienced that when you've flown recently?
Well, they said they were going to do something September 1st. I guess that's what they did. So,
what's the point of trying to make it less attractive for people to spend the money that you're about to talk about?
I think what you need to do is, United has come back with the other direction, saying they were going to increase their quality.
United's first class has been horrible.
I know, but they're saying now they're going to increase it with more different kinds of wines and foods and different things that you can write home to mom about. And I guess what you need to do is just, I think if American gets enough complaints, they'll sit back and say, and for a business traveler, I'm going to try the new United next time and see if
they're thinking, Parker, who runs American Airlines now, the old U.S. Air guy, they're all ham and eggers. All they're interested in is the bottom line, and that's not what the first class presentation is at American and hasn't been, so he doesn't get it, apparently. And there are a lot of people who want to fly or who do, like I do, patronize that part of flying, not only because it's available, but because I think that American's product has been better. So, go ahead.
I think over the years, though, I mean, I go back to the 80s, and first class was a real treat.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the first time I ever had Chilean sea bass was on a Delta nonstop flight to Dallas.
Really?
And I said, what the heck is this fish? Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't think you've seen that on a domestic flight.
All right, so is that why they're cheapening up? You've written about flying up front in first class. The Better Living Box at DougSteffen.com contains that story. What is the process, procedure, and is it even worth it, given what we've just talked about how lousy first class
service is? Well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, here's what you got to remember. There's many of the airlines, and you've seen it too. If you want a better seat on the airplane, they're going to charge you an arm and a leg. If you want more leg room, it can be up to $90 one way, coast to coast, sitting in coach, okay, and that's $90. Then you may have to pay for your check bags and this. When we've seen, and we find most of these are on flights up to about $1,500, 1,500 miles where you get your best deals. But I'll give you an example. Dallas to Los Angeles and to Orlando, Fort Lauderdale is coming in about $4.99 round trip. That's first class. But you also get to check three bags for free. You get more leg room. You get a bigger seat than you will get back in coach. And then you get maybe a meal on the plane or something. But in my case, I know you're not that way, but I love those free adult beverages.
Yeah, right. All right.
That's for $500. It's a deal.
So you have it all outlined at bestfares.com?
Sure, it's all there, tons of cities.
Check out how to buy a first-class ticket cheaper at bestfares.com. Tom Parsons here, editor and publisher of their newsletter. And that's, a lot of people would be.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.